California State Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments today on whether a serial rapist should be released from a state mental hospital. Patrick Henry Gelati is being held under a six-year-old California law that allows the state to confine sex offenders for psychiatric treatment after they have served their prison sentences. Gelati would be the first inmate released under California's sexually violent predator law, and that's drawing legal and political scrutiny. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Patrick Gelati was first convicted in 1978 for stalking and raping several women, a crime for which he served 6 years. Once released, he raped again and served another 6 years. At that point, he was committed for an additional 4 years at a state hospital for intensive psychotherapeutic treatment as a sexually violent predator. Last year, Gelati petitioned for his release. Marin County Public Defender Frank Cox represents Gelati.
Three examiners, independent examiners, evaluated him. All three agreed unanimously that he is not now a danger to the community. He is not now a sexual violent predator. He's been chemically castrated. He has an implant in his body that reduces his hormonal levels. Everyone who has been a qualified court-appointed examiner recently that has looked at him said he has completed the program and is ready for release now.
So a local judge ordered Gelati to be freed, but state prosecutors intervened on behalf of the state's mental health department. They argued that state officials can override the evaluation by the independent psychologists and send Gelati back to the hospital for another 2-year term. In essence, the state believes that Gelati is still too dangerous to be freed, or so says Governor Gray Davis.
I don't think this rapist should be allowed back out on the street. I think he's a threat to public safety. Should not be released, and we're doing everything humanly possible to keep him locked up.
But some legal experts, such as Stephen Hobson, say the state is trying to change the rules in the middle of the game. Hobson is the head deputy of the mental health branch for the Los Angeles Public Defender's Office. He says while California's sexually violent predator law provides for 2-year terms, in practice, confinement can be stretched indefinitely.
This was just a law created to keep people in jail for as long as they, or not jail, but in a locked facility, for as long as they could keep them in. Nobody really thought about the fact that somebody might graduate and we might get to this position.
California is but one of 16 states grappling with the question of how long it can keep a sex offender locked up for treatment. Last month, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in a case called Kansas v. Crane that states must prove the offender remains dangerous, is likely to reoffend, and has serious difficulty in controlling behavior. David Fagman teaches scientific evidence and the law at Hastings School of Law in San Francisco.
The difficulty after Crane is defining what lack of control means. And the U.S. Supreme Court stopped short of providing any real guidance about how that's going to be operationalized, how we're going to make that more concrete for juries or for judges to determine as a factual matter.
There are an estimated 1,200 convicted sex offenders in treatment programs across the country. And so for the foreseeable future, courts could find themselves struggling with cases such as Patrick Gelati's. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.